Kino zu Hause, der DocFest München Podcast. Filmgespräche des Internationalen Dokumentarfilmfestivals München.
Ein Film, den man sehr mögen kann, wie man hört.
Ständer sehr.
Ich habe selten einen Hintergrund im Dokumentarfilm machen. Und ich weiß nicht, wie es dir geht, aber bei mir ist es so, es sind immer so Ideenwolken, die sich dann irgendwann mal kristallisieren und dann weißt du, jetzt habe ich einen Film, jetzt habe ich eine Filmidee. Wie war das bei dir? Bei diesem Film, Marianne Soll.
Ja, das lag schon eine Weile da, diese Geschichte. Und tatsächlich habe ich sie mir dann nicht mal gepickt. Das war nämlich dann meine Frau, die dann schlussendlich gesagt hat, Dennis, such nicht so lange nach einer Geschichte, sie liegt genau vor deinen Füßen. Sie ist einfach da. Macht's einfach. Und das haben wir getan. Ja.
Hat den Job eines guten Producers gemacht. Das hat einfach zu machen. I just translated very briefly. So, having a background in documentary filmmaking myself, it is quite common that filmmakers have some vague ideas. I call them clouds because they're so hard to grasp. And I just asked for Dennis, how this point arrived that he said, well, this is my next movie, and said he didn't. He's married, and she's also producing, and she said, don't look for a film idea, it's just right there in front of your feet. I would like to open it immediately because you were so enthusiastic. Yes, we have a first question there.
Hello, I just know how to speak English, so if I can ask the question in English. Can I
sure.
ask you English?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, how was the process of the film? Did you were on vacation? Is there your parents?
Yes, these are my parents, right? Okay. maybe this is even a good idea to bring the DOP to the stage.
Yeah, sure.
Michael, please stand up, because it was... Yeah, because it was a special process for us, because everything went really quick. We decided to do this in October, and we spent our first month on the islands in January. So we just knew what we can expect there, but then we just went there, took the equipment with us, and spent mostly every day with them and see what happens. And then eventually you start from there, right? Then.
Nur kurze Frage, wünscht sich jemand eine deutsche Übersetzung? Das geht, das ist auch kein Problem. Ich gucke jetzt nochmal. Seien Sie nicht schüchtern und verlegen. Also ich mache das auch für eine Person, überhaupt kein Problem. Okay. Da ist eine Frage da vorne.
Dennis, congrats to that fabulous movie.
Thank you.
I don't have the reason for that, but I'm really proud on you. And I got two questions. So first, did your parents see it already?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And what did they say?
They're actually very proud. The question is of me or themselves.
Okay.
And I think even with discussions with them, I realize it's a very good reflection for them, and it's even wonderful for them to have kind of like the last mirror in their life as a movie. So they're quite happy with the product, even if it's hard to stand at some point. Yeah.
And if it's possible, I have a second question. So it's the third, but so to me, it was also a sign of a huge love for you that they let you so close for a huge audience into that. So how did you make that happen? I'm sorry, that they don't talk with you, because that would be a natural process.
Thanks to Julia again, because she edited that film, my wife. but maybe do you have the good eine gute Anekdote. With us on the second shooting, we had to play a little bit with my mother.
Kannst du es gerne auf Deutsch machen, wenn du es gerne übersetzen?
Nee, Englisch ist okay. Yeah, Dranka is like a little butterfly, and depending on how she feels on that day or whether the coffee tasted good in the morning or not, she acts directly, which resulted in, like, we went there every morning and didn't know what mood she was in. So sometimes she said, no, I don't feel well today. I don't want to have a microphone on me. And she just started swearing. But at some point we noticed that she only dares to do this to her son. So I was the one who had to go to her and ask politely whether I can put a microphone on her, and then it was okay. So we had to play her in a way.
And in the end, we gave her a high five if something went really well for the camera.
Yeah. And then she was happy.
Yeah. She was happy, yeah.
Yeah, please join the discussion. There's one there. You can also...
Thank you. I wanted to thank you for the movie, and thank you for manipulating us through different emotions, through the story. That was really nice. I really was wondering how you were feeling in those tricky moments when you were editing, like when they look a little bit dumb or a little bit cruel, a little bit like, ah, oh, no, don't do this, or immature, or like in this old characters, like, because it's already difficult when you don't know the person, or when you get close to a protagonist and you're like, oh, I don't, I'm insisting a bit too much on this, but like you really like insisting on the character of your mother, for example. How do you feel about it? And did you get like scared that she would be like, you know, like...
Actually, it was even a rather different experience, even because when I came back home with all the material and then we started the editing, like listening through hours of interviews, that was really bad, to be honest, because I discovered two new persons suddenly. After all these years, I'm 36 now, and I discovered my parents in a completely new way, as I discovered my dad is rather slow and not that smart person I always thought in my life, and my mother, she's really reflective at some point and has a way more open heart than I thought, you know? So that was the other part. Like, but seeing them like in the images, that was quite okay-ish, except to see how bad my dad already looks like with his health, and it just got even worse and worse. That was pretty hard to see. But the rest, like with my mother, I knew her all my life like this.
Please join the discussion and ask. Yeah.
How was it, like, because shooting on two islands, you came from one place and knew a lot of stuff and then go to the other person and have to basically go through the same process. So how did you manage that, to know things the other person doesn't know, maybe?
That's a good question. I can easily say we just came to the other island and started from scratch, but that would maybe be too easy. But basically, it was kind of like this, because you always came into a new situation and come back into another life. So we knew we have to follow this road on this island with this person, and then we come to the other island, and then we exactly knew that there's another round, but which maybe was even more interesting after the first shooting block. We came home, we edited like 80 minutes or something, and then we started to realize, okay, this story, we can follow the story here, this follow must be story followed there, and then in the second time we just came back and we actually knew what we have to do. So I hope this answers.
Yes, there's in the middle, there's a question.
Yeah, it works. I wanted to know, because in the film, your parents sort of show very intimate parts of themselves, usually things that most parents wouldn't normally show to their children. So how did you manage to get them to open up in front of you and in front of the camera, which is another whole challenge?
Maybe it helped that I made my application film for Film Academy with them, but not actually about them, but they were a crucial part in that because it was a reflection of our family background, and maybe this helped. But with particularly this film, my dad was kind of like he played well, like he did what we wanted at some point, like and then he gave us good moments when we didn't say anything. And with my mother, yeah, that was rather hard. It was not easy to shoot with her or to get her into situations, or what would you say, Michael?
Yeah, from an outside point of view, in a way, yeah. we went there four weeks. No, we were there 8 weeks, but it was 2 weeks on each island in two blocks. And when we went there for the first time, we decided that we just want to get in the mood of the place. So we didn't have like a concept, visual concept, anything, because we said after 7 years of studies, maybe we can just try and go there. And then we basically went there and just went to the bar and brought the camera and put it in the corner. And then we drank two beers and talked a little with her, and we kind of grooved into the shoot over the first week maybe, and then we had 1 week to shoot, and then we went to the next island and did the same thing, and people kind of got to know us that way because we always went to the same bars and I don't know, were interested, and they were all happy that something was happening, something new.
But one thing was very hardcore was the interviews. Like there were situations where my mom just put the microphone away and we're like, okay, I have to throw up, stop this shit. And because, yeah, it got really to our heart, the discussions and the questions, and that was tight.
So you'd say that we're just trying to be supportive?
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for the film. I wanted to ask you a little bit, maybe you can tell me about the process behind the shots that you used for the interviews. How did you make those, and how did you decide that you want to use those? And also, how did you record the interviews? Were those video interviews or were those audio interviews? And how do you, maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, we started with video interviews and that went rather bad because it just didn't feel right and they couldn't open up in front of a camera, actually with placing it, letting them sit there, and it was really, didn't work. So this is when I decided to do just sound recording. So I just put a microphone there and then we had a discussion over hours and hours. And then with the nature, I can even give a credit to Thomas Schad, our director from the Film Academy. Like we went into the beautiful into nature of these islands, and they were just so incredible. And then we brought back like city lifestyle or beach lifestyle and the nature. And then it was like, I wanted to leave these dirty, disgusting places at some point from the beaches. I really wanted to show, I need a place to reflect. And for the nature is the best place then on these islands to reflect about the past and about the life. And in the end, it was Thomas who said, no, you will never get rid of these nature shots. You have to leave them in. So yeah, this is how we ended up, thanks to Thomas. And how did we shoot it? You want to say something about it?
Yeah, I don't know. The nature is incredible and it's really otherworldly there. So we said that we wanted in the movie, and basically we drove around the island and I just held the camera out of the window and kept it rolling. And yeah, at some point we just started experimenting with like sunscreen on the lens and stuff like that to make it more greasy.
And the last shots were made by Michael when he was a third time on the island for holiday. Yeah. And we were still missing some shots. It was the water shots when my dad is talking about diving. And these were the last shots that were made for these films on holiday.
More questions.
Thank you. I was wondering, when you say your wife told you that the story is right in front of you, what do you think the story is? The fact that your parents divorced, which is always a big thing as their child, or the fact that they emigrated, basically, or that their lives are coming to an end? What is it for you?
So for me, I'm always thinking more into topics and into terms. So for me, it started all with retirement. So I don't believe in retirement anymore, to be honest. Like, I think this is an outdated thing in our lives. But this generation, or even like other people, they still believe in it. And I was questioning that, and I wanted to figure out what happens if this happens, if you turn into this situation. And then the situation with my parents was very great, like, was very we were thankful for that, as they decided to go to Eternal Sun, to these islands, and then divorce, or like get separated there, and then live on two islands. And this was the initial spark where it was like, this is so ridiculous and so strange, it can't get any better.
First of all, fabulous film. I really loved it. There were indeed many themes, I think, like separation and retirement, and it evoked a lot of mixed emotions when I watched it. A lot of sadness as well, and I wonder. It's a little bit like you thought it before, how you dealt with that, because it's indeed your parents. And when I watched the film, it really made a lot of passages for me were quite depressive and sad. And yeah, how there's not that emotional distance in that case. So how did you cope with that? Or can you watch it completely from a professional point of view?
To be honest with you, it's the second time with an audience. The first time was at our school, for sure. We have an internal screening, but with a natural audience, to say like that, this was the first time where it really kicked in. So I think now it's time for me where I start maybe to get sad with this film, because now the years are passing by. Who knows how old they will get? My mom just will turn 70 in 1 week or 1 week and a half or something. So I think now it's slowly starting. Yeah, that this is gets very emotional. Yeah.
I see signs, so I'll take another two questions. I saw one here. Front.
So thanks, guys, for the movie. There's a lot said already, but I know that, and we've heard that, you do have a wonderful wife, and she edited the movie, and we know that you don't believe in retirement. Does your wife? Did you talk about that in the editing suite?
I think she's on the same page, yeah. We decided to work as long as we can, so.
So it's time for one last question, please. Where's the wife?
She must have stayed at home because she has a pet, a gecko, and it's sick. And it's very, very sad, but all greetings to her.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah.
I will send the applause to her.
Yeah. So, thank you for this film. Surprised us again, because it was one of your very first films. You were already on the Student Award, and I promise you this is the last time that you're on the Student Award, but we have international competition, Dennis. I keep
thinking this is the next step, for sure.
So a round of applause for Dennis.
Thank you so much.